Gates open at a city park in San Luis, Arizona, where volunteers from throughout Yuma County and Arizona have been up long before the sun on a chilly Saturday morning in December. It's the start of the annual Día del Campesino event. To meet some of the tens of thousands of hardworking local ag workers, you have to match their routine. That means the start time for this year's event is 1 a.m. Starting then, and for the next several hours, a steady flow of workers will catch buses not far from here to begin their work day in the fields of Yuma County. Día del Campesino, or Day of the Farm Worker, at Joe Orduño Park will welcome more than 3,000 farm workers tonight. They come for health screenings, donated clothing, and a warm meal. Lamberto Escobar Carrera was the first person in line. He works for Diarigo Brothers Company of California. He's wearing a white cowboy hat, navy jacket, black jeans, and caramel-colored boots. He says, this is a program that helps many in the Hispanic community, particularly those who need services, who need some help. People need medical services, and some are battling the flu. People can come to get a checkup and get information on things like citizenship services. Social service agencies offer health checkups and other services for farm workers and low-income residents year-round in Yuma County. But this is arguably the largest gathering of the organizations in one place at the same time. To keep things moving, music is provided by a local Mexican banda group. Emma Torres is the executive director of Campesinos Sin Fronteras. The agency organizes this event. Torres says the number of participating agencies has grown over the years. In 2013, the event moved from a park directly on the border to the city's main park about 1 mile north of the port of entry because enhanced security measures at the port made the park there off limits. Torres says the event is still a success.
I think this is a beautiful event, not just because of the service that we provide, but because of the commitment to service of our community as well. I think that's what gets me very excited and hopeful that, you know, that we've been doing this for 25 years, like my organization and my family.
The longest line is for the donated clothing from a local homeless shelter, Crossroads Mission. The next longest line is for warm menudo. Jose Vidal is a substance abuse counselor at Crossroads. He says the agency has participated in Día del Campesino for 13 years. He calls it a personal thank you to these important workers.
Well, there, some people, they approach us and they say they're very happy to see us and they love what we do. And we just don't know how to appreciate all the efforts that they do for us, you know, to put their food on the table for us. And we're just very grateful for them.
Those in attendance are offered free health screenings, including blood pressure and dental checkups from mobile health units. Farm workers say it's not easy for them to get services because they're out in the fields during the day and are too tired when they get off work, and few have health insurance. Josefina Valdivios works in the lettuce fields. She stands covering her head from the cold morning winds with a headscarf that many female farm workers use to keep out the elements.
Porque me gusta venir porque pues hay café y dan muchas cosas, ayudan mucho.
She said, I like to attend this event because, well, there's coffee. They give us farm workers so much. It helps a lot. Valdivios is one of the thousands of farm workers who legally cross the border daily from San Luis, Rio Colorado, Mexico every morning to work in Yuma County fields and factories. Her day began late Friday night. Organizers say they hope scheduling this event ahead of her workday sends the message that she and her fellow farm laborers are appreciated. For KAWC News, I'm Victor Calderon.